Sandeep?
Yes, Mr. Murthy, I'm here.
Okay. First of all, a warm welcome to all of you. My slight indisposition has kept me back here in India. I truly miss being with you all. Your presence today is a great testimony to the value you perceive in us and the trust and confidence we have created in you. Even before I go further, let me promise on behalf of the 29,000 strong Infoseans that we will continue to run this business most ethically and as your trustees. We saw a remarkable thing happen in the marketplace as we came of age last year when we became a billion-dollar enterprise. Wherever I went, people looked at Infosys with a new respect, a new confidence, a new trust, and a new hope. This trust, confidence, and hope emanated from the dedication, passion, innovation, and integrity that we have demonstrated to our customers during the journey of last 23 years, while steadfastly living up to our values of C-Live. That stands for customer focus, leadership by example, integrity and innovation, fairness, and of course, excellence and speed. There were congratulations that we had indeed joined the Big Boys Club and the hope that we will continue to differentiate from other members of the club as we have done in the past. The difficult economic scenario in the G7 countries and the consequent pressure on our competitors to imitate the magic of Infosys has mandated that we create new games with new rules. The name of the game is clearly differentiation. My colleagues will detail out our response, but I will set the context by briefly describing the new rules and the new games that this industry is expected to play. One, the global delivery model, first articulated and deployed by Infosys, has indeed become the industry standard, so much so that all the major competitors of ours are forced to create offshore operations leveraging the benefits of GDM. Number two, outsourcing is here to stay. Number three, in fact, GDM has become so well accepted by the market that our customers are demanding that we extend offshoring to activities like consulting, systems integration, and package implementation. Thus, even typically consulting-oriented companies will have to follow the path of GDM. Next, our customers are expecting all the players to walk the talk or practice the precept by not just submitting a report on how to get the best value out of IT investments, but actually developing systems that deliver the promised value. This obviously puts tremendous focus on us to enhance our domain knowledge in verticals. As big boys with a large revenue base and expectations of growth from all of you, it is necessary that we handle scalability in a seamless manner. Scalability of enhancing customer satisfaction while executing larger projects. Scalability of retaining our value system across a large workforce. Scalability of recruiting and training 10,000 to 15,000 people a year. Scalability of improving speed, quality, and productivity of our response to all our stakeholders. And scalability of deploying technology, systems, and processes across the entire organization in a seamless manner. Thanks to the recent corporate excesses, the credibility of businesses is at an all-time low. To reverse this trend, we have to surpass our own high standards in corporate governance practices. As you all know, Infosys was the first company on NASDAQ to produce our balance sheet and income statement according to the generally accepted accounting principles of 8 countries, USA, India, UK, Canada, France, Germany, Japan, and Australia. We are also one of the first few to implement the Blue Ribbon Committee report and also to bring an audit expert on the board. I assure you that we will be among the earliest to fully comply with every one of the stipulations the Sovereigns actually act. However, to me, the most daunting task of creating a multicultural organization by recruiting a large number of professionals of various nationalities and creating a shared vision across these people to raise their aspirations to achieve what we think is a plausible objective. And our objective is to become the most respected and the most ethical consulting company in the world, powered by intellect and driven by values. Why do I think we can do it? Because I see enthusiasm and glint in the eyes of every Infosian across the globe. Whether it's Laura in Australia, Vicky in Canada, Shiv in Chennai, Prasad in Dallas, Eric in Chicago, or Ando-san in Tokyo. Because this is what our customers want. Because this is what you, our investors, want. And most importantly, because nothing less will satisfy the proud enthusiasts. Friends, we may not achieve all of this year, perhaps not this decade, and may not even be in the lifetime of Infosians assembled here. But we have begun this journey because that is the most honorable thing to do. Thank you very much. Before I close, I must apologize for not being able to participate in the open house, but my colleagues will answer every one of your questions to your satisfaction. Thank you very much.